From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The National Corn Growers Association applauded legislation that would provide permanent nationwide market access for E15, often marketed as unleaded 88. NCGA reports 35 bipartisan Senate and House members introduced the Consumer and Fuel Retainer Choice Act. NCGA President Tom Hegg says there's no reason for market access to a safe, clean, and affordable fuel option to remain in question. E15 is approved for use in all 2001 and newer vehicles. Mexico's agricultural ministry has voiced concerns about proposed voluntary Product of USA label efforts. The recently announced label claim would be used on meat, poultry, and egg products only when derived from animals born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the U.S. Mexico's ag ministry claims the proposal could have implications for discriminating against Mexican exports of live animals or meat products. Mexico is the second largest supplier of beef and beef products to the U.S. The USDA announced it received over 350 applications for $3 billion in funding to expand domestic fertilizer production capacity. The application came from 47 states and two territories for the first two rounds of the new grant program to add innovative domestic fertilizer production capacity. USDA also announced the first $29 million in grant offers under the first round that focused on projects that can come online in the near term.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.